This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A prison on the Eastern Plains is now the site of Colorado's single largest COVID-19 outbreak, with 138 positive cases identified so far. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Officials decided to launch intensive testing at Sterling Correctional Facility after 8 inmates were diagnosed earlier. Even before the results came out, Department of Corrections Chief Dean Williams was bracing for bad news.
The wave is still coming to the prison system. I want to be very clear about that. We are a long ways from being out of the woods. In fact, we're approaching a season, I think, of difficulty.
Sterling Prison still has more than 200 tests pending. Inmates now are isolated in their cells for most of the day during an intensive quarantine. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Department of Regulatory Agencies is reminding personal service businesses that they cannot open until next Friday. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Earlier this week, Governor Jared Polis indicated businesses with lots of human contact, like salons, barbershops, and massage parlors, could open Monday. But DORA spokeswoman Jill Sarmo says that is not correct. She says the state will instead be releasing detailed guidance for those businesses Monday.
That will explain to them how they can do that and keep themselves as safe as possible during this next phase.
The next phase could start as soon as May 1st for some of these businesses. However, some counties like Denver have already announced stricter measures, not opening businesses until later next month. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on All Things Considered, cannabis businesses were deemed essential under the state's stay-at-home order, but that doesn't mean they're thriving. CPR's Anne Maria Wadd, host of the podcast On Something, reports on the specific challenges that the new coronavirus poses for the cannabis industry and what demand is like at this unprecedented time. We'll have Anne-Marie's story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 56 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 62 mostly cloudy in Colorado Springs. It's 36 with light rain in Vail. 63 and sunny in Grand Junction. It's 66 and sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.